Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan at 6:23. And it is Friday, which means we've got the tailgate at home going strong over at Casa de Squid. Last week it was sausage balls, Bo. What do you have on the grill today?
Yeah, no balls today, but I do have my meat is smoking currently. I'm not even going to adorn that with a pause. Can I ask real quick, can I do a stop? Dylan, did you play this song on purpose?
I did not, actually. It was just dumb luck.
Wow. Oh, man, I wanted to give you credit so bad. You should have just said, yeah. This is the meat song. Remember that commercial, Mike? Allie, y'all remember it back in the day? I think it was like late 90s. It was like beef, it's what's for dinner. And they just played different cuts of meat, and it was that song. Nobody?
Cool. I don't remember that. I remember the beef, it's what's for dinner. And, you know, pork, the other white meat.
But you just file away things that the average person does not.
Correct. Correct.
It's a superpower.
Yeah.
He has the memory of an elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better remember that, Dylan.
Anyways,
so I threw a chuck roast on. I'm going to smoke a chuck roast to about 204 degrees, kind of like you would a pork butt, where I can pull the meat. And I'm gonna make some beef, some pulled beef sandwiches for later in the day. So nothing hard at all. I went and grabbed me a chuck roast, threw some W sauce on it as a binder. Normally, I like to make my own rub, but I got some. I've been using this Meat Church stuff a lot lately because my neighbor Bristow bought me like a 5-pack of Meat Church rubs, like the tall boys. And so I've been experimenting with new rubs. So I threw the Holy Cow on there. And you know how I do it. I spray it with, I can't believe it's not butter, as Mr. Yo, who's a big listener, is caught on to and using it now for his meats. And we're going to smoke it till it gets 204 degrees. We're going to pull it and pull the meat, and voila, we got pulled beef sandwiches. You can make sliders out of it, too, if you want, but I want whole sandwiches.
You know, the best thing about your tailgate at home today is that next week we won't have to tailgate at home. We'll be able to all do it in person down at the Echo Chamber.
Dude.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited to do that during the show. What are we going to do, though?
I don't know. We'll have to come together on that.
You might have to ask my husband for a recipe because he was making brisket this week, and
yeah,
it smelled
incredible. I was going to say brisket might be the go-to. It's usually what I like to smoke when I do my Weber with the snake method, so we'll see what happens.
I love brisket. It's probably whenever I go to anytime I go to a new barbecue spot, I order the brisket because to me, if you get the brisket right, you can get any other meat there right. Right? That's the way I think. Problem for me is I have a love-hate relationship with brisket because I've only gotten one brisket exactly the way I wanted it. It's not that I don't get them good. It's that I'm searching for that perfect one, and it's never just – it's like only once was exactly the way I wanted it. And it's like – it's not bad, but it's just not the perfectly the way I want it. And I don't know. It's It's this love-hate thing I have with it.
Well, that's why you should try it next week when we are out at Echo Park Speedway. Now, if you want to get a look at the Meat Man's fixins, you can do that on the Morning Shift Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. The tailgate at home will be going on all morning long.
Something funny about you being a vegan, say the Meat Man.
I'm glad somebody said it. I didn't want to have to do it again.
Well, if you are getting ramped up for the Falcons season, I don't think it's very heavily veiled that we are getting pretty excited on this end as well over here at 92.9 The Game. And Mike and Bo are the duo that know the most about the Falcons between Mike's offensive lineman days with the Falcons, Bo's travels with the Falcons radio network. Their opinion on the Falcons this season carries some heavy, heavy weight. And they have come together and agreed upon the top 20 most important Falcons. Do you guys want to run through your top 10 real quick, or top 20, 20 to 11 before we get to the top 10?
I give them real quick. Charlie Warner was number 20, Troy Anderson 19, Mike Hughes was number 18, Arnold Abakady coming in at 17, Ruka Rororo at 16, James Pierce Jr., the Rook, there at 15, Caleb McGarry at 14, Chris Lindstrom at 13, Younghoe Koo at 12, and Darnell Mooney came in at 11. That was 20 through 11 in terms of the top 20 most important Falcons going into the season.
All right. Well, now we got to get to today's all about the top 10. So let's go with number 10. Who do you guys have in that spot?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start us off. We got Caden Ellis right there at number 10, and we're starting to get down to the nitty gritty. And I think that when you look at Caden Ellis, I actually probably, if not for the depth I feel like we have at linebacker, I would have probably slid him a little bit higher. But so many times last year did you look at what Caden Ellis brought to the table, and he seemed to be kind of the heartbeat of this defense, the heartbeat of this team. He, along with Jesse Bates, he does so many different things. And, you know, we've talked about the green dot and everything else going on with the rotating door next to him at the linebacker level. You feel like he had to play a special brand of football, and he did. And he's been worth every dime that the Falcons got him through free agency a couple of years ago. And you just love listening to him talk football, man. So we got Caden Ellis right there at number 10, and expect big things from him this year.
All right. What about number 9?
Number 9 is pretty simple. It's the guy that their biggest free agent acquisition, which is Leonard Floyd?
Hopefully. I would say hopefully, and that goes along with our list of him being most important. But, yes, hopefully.
Yeah. This guy is – he could be higher, honestly. He really could, because you need so much from him. And I'm not just talking about on the field, but I have been a big thing. I don't need veterans to coach and be extra coaches. But there's something to be said about veterans helping young guys adapt, deal with some of the issues that arise of being a pro, like, you know, things aren't as easy on the field. You know, the work, the rookie wall, Mike, that you know about as a guy that played, all these things that go that just kind of just starts being a veteran, or not even a veteran, but just an NFL player in an NFL season. And Leonard Floyd has got two young guys, really three if you want to count Braylon Trice, and he's going to be looked at as kind of that mentor type thing, along with Arnold Abakady in some ways. But not just that, on the field, you need that production. You need that 8 to 10 sacks that he's been good for since he left Chicago, when his career actually took off after his rookie stint. So, to me, the importance of Leonard Floyd on this defense is not be understated.
All right. What about number 8 is what we're down to?
Number 8 is a guy that I was not sure was going to be on this roster heading into the season. That's defensive tackle David Onyemata. You got him also a couple of years ago coming over as a free agent from the New Orleans Saints. And when you look at what's going to be expected of him this year, you lost Eddie Goldman. You lost Grady Jarrett through free agency this offseason. You did not draft a defensive tackle. Obviously, you brought in Morgan Fox, and I think there's something to be said for his upside and him being important this year as well. But David Onyemata's got to be that guy. He's got to grow into this role of being this star defensive lineman, this star defensive tackle. I thought he played better 2 years ago in Ryan Nielsen's system, adapting a little bit last year to what Raheem Morris and company were asking him to do. But he's got to step up to the plate and be a massive part of what this defense is, stopping the run and then obviously holding the middle when it comes to rushing the passer. You could have slid him into the top 5 as well, to Bo's point a minute ago. We're starting to get down to the nitty-gritty. David Onyemata has a massive role.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The season.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. We are down to the nitty gritty. So who is coming in? I mean, seven guys left. So who's in seventh place?
Well, we're sticking with the theme, Allie Mack, and that's defense. And that's up front. That's the trenches, so to speak. Although Jalen Walker, who is the number seven guy, you can argue trenches, what do you want with edge, but he was it. And I said this, I think everybody really said this. I don't think if you say that you said this, it's anything that no one thought Jalen Walker would be there at 15. But I would have been told that that was the guy they wanted, but they knew he wouldn't be there. And I know now there's an article that's come out where it's been kind of confirmed through Fontenot that Greg Beatles talked to Terry Fontenot and was like, after meeting with him, is there any chance? And they're like, nope, won't be there, because nobody thought he'd be there. And he was. And now you need – everything he can do is of great importance. He is great against stopping the run. He's good off the edge coming after the quarterback. He can quarterback spy. He can run guys down. He could be, at the end of the season, talked about as one of the three best players on this defense, and he could be talked about as the best player at the front of this defense in that front seven.
All right, we have time for one more reveal on the top 20 list of most important Falcons for this season. Who is coming in number six?
Number six, and it's no secret that as we start to get down, and you haven't named him yet, that Ryan Neuzel has to be a dude. And, you know, really inside of Ryan Neuzel, when you start to get in the top five, you start talking about players that are proven somewhat, maybe not as proven as you think of them as. But Ryan Neuzel is a guy who started half the games last year. Obviously, there's a ton of upside there. A lot of the – and you talk to Dwayne Ledford and a lot of these other offensive linemen, Raheem Morris, they all believe in him as a player. But Drew Dahlman left in free agency, and he went to Chicago. Ryan Neuzel is now given the keys to that full-time starter job. He has to be the guy at center. He has to be the guy, and the guy that's making this offense go. You have a first-time signal caller, obviously, in Michael Penix. You have a run game with Bijan Robinson that you massively rely on what's in the middle there at the center position. He's being given the keys to the Cadillac, and Ryan Neuzel has got to be a guy. When you talk about importance that steps up into that role that he's been given, I don't know that there's anybody that has to make more of a leap. We talk about importance of obviously playing up to your potential, but – he's one of those guys that needs to make a leap as well in certain aspects of his game. I think I'm confident in saying that he'll do that, but number six, man, Ryan Neuzel has got to be a guy this year that you can rely on.
Which means we only have five spots left. Feel free to weigh in on how you feel about the top 20 most important Falcons this season on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift, and at 7 o'clock, we will get to the top five. Coming up in the front page, we're getting a game seven, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. It's been a minute since we've had a rookie report. We're going to find out who on the show is like Jimi Hendrix. Maybe? Maybe. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
The Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.